Welcome to the Teachers of Europe podcast, a podcast to support teachers across Europe in addressing common classroom challenges and featuring teachers that can inspire others to follow their footsteps. My name is Ruth Batista, Professional Development Manager for the European School Education Platform, and I'll be your host. Today's episode, we will explore how European values can be integrated into everyday classroom practices. And I have with me two wonderful guests. The first one is Ivana Stiglet, English and German teacher, high school teacher for 24 years from Croatia. Hello, Ivana. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Hi, Rute. Hi, everyone. Thank you for inviting me to this episode. Really happy to be here and to share some experiences from my teaching practice. As you said, I have been teaching English and German for a pretty long time. I also work as Erasmus ambassador for Croatian National Agency and Europeana teacher ambassador. So I think I will have enough things to share with you regarding this topic.
Thank you, Ivana, for accepting our invitation. It is indeed a pleasure to have you with us. And my second guest is Laurence Pragard, former Learning Project Manager at the House of European History at the Learning and Outreach Team. Hello, Laurence. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Hello, Ruta. Hello, Ivana. Hello, everyone. I work at the House of European History for 9 years, and I'm in charge of school programs for teachers and students, both in the museum, but also online for digital learning. Yes, European history, European integration are a very important topic for us, including the core values. I'm very happy to be with all of you today.
Thank you for accepting this invitation, Laurence. It is indeed a pleasure to have you with us. We are here today, as I said before, to talk about European values. What are the core European values, Laurence, and why are they important for educators to understand?
The core European Union value could be listed as the following. You can have the human dignity. It must be respected, must be protected, and it's a real basis for the fundamental rights. You can have the freedom of movement. It gives citizens the right to move and reside freely within the Union. Democracy is also a core value. It's the functioning of the EU founded on a representative democracy. You can also have equality. Equality is about equal right for all citizens before the law. The rule of law is another core value. It means that the EU is based on the rule of law. Everything the EU does is founded on treaties. Human rights is another one, and these cover the right to be free from discrimination on the basis of sex, racial and ethnic origin, religion or belief, disability, age or sexual orientation. And these EU values, they are laid out in the Lisbon Treaty from 2007 and the EU Charter for Fundamental Rights. If you want to have more information about those European values, I really recommend you to check the European Union .europa.eu website, where everything is very well indicated. You also have the aims of these values: to promote peace, to offer freedom, to achieve a balanced economical growth, to protect and improve quality of the environment, and different aims. As you could hear, these core values, they are essential for the world we live in and for the world that students are facing. So it's very important that they learn about it, that they understand about it, but that they also make it their own, that part of their own system of collaborating with one another, whether it is in the classroom or outside the classroom, and also as growing up.
That's a clear presentation of the values, Laurence. Thank you so much. Before we move on, just one quick note to inform our listeners that all links and resources mentioned during this episode, such as the one Laurence just indicated, can be found in the podcast description. Now, going back to our conversation, why is it important educators understand and teach about the values?
So why is it important for a teacher to teach about this European core value? We did a front-end evaluation in the House of European History in 2022-23 with 1,000 teachers from all the different countries from the EU, including the UK. And we asked the teachers if they, among other questions, if they were teaching about European integration, also European history. And we were very interested to see that many teachers mentioned this core value as part of what was important for them. And why they found this European value so important? Because it could broaden students' perspective. It could help them understand the world they lived in, but also the differences of culture, also the difference of point of view, and learn about other culture and be engaged as citizen. Also to develop their critical thinking skills and to increase collaboration among the students. Teachers also said that these values, it was important to root them in specific topics, not to be abstract, but to root them either in contemporary example or also historical examples. And this evaluation really highlights how educators use this value to constantly explain different historical events, making it relevant for a student's life.
Thank you so much, Laurence. You already mentioned a little bit, but how do you think the knowledge and understanding of these values can benefit the students both inside and outside the classroom?
In the evaluation, the teachers really said that these values were important for the students inside the classroom, also as a respect from different people's opinion. But they were also mentioning how they were sometimes using field trips and trips to museums or outside of the classroom to develop these core values through exhibitions and different opportunities that other venues could offer to the teachers through object discoveries, different thematic discoveries. And the other teachers who were reading about this possibility mentioned by other teachers really appreciated that and were also mentioning that they would look out for more of this type of example to develop this in their own classroom.
Thank you so much, Laurence. Actually, Ivana, do you have anything to add to this point? How do you think the knowledge and understanding of these values could benefit your students?
I agree with everything that Laurence said. I will just add that understanding of these values is beneficial for our students, not only for their academic success, but also for their personal life, for their future, personal relationships and relationships with their co-workers, because they will probably work in a multicultural, multinational environment. So this is very important for them.
Indeed, Laurence mentioned a few 21st century skills that we speak so much about. Ivana, how do you think can classroom activities be designed to encourage, for instance, the critical thinking that was mentioned and open discussions about these values?
Well, I will tell you from the perspective of a foreign language teacher, because I teach languages. So working on these skills, critical thinking skills, having discussions, this is something that I do daily in my classroom, not only when we are talking about EU values. So for me, the first thing when I get new students in my classroom, it is important to set a classroom atmosphere where they will feel free, you know, to express their opinion, to question different assumptions, to talk freely about many things. Then after I have this safe environment for them, when I know that they will speak freely, I try to design activities that are interesting, engaging, because I work with teenagers, it's hard to motivate them. But most of all, what's most important for me, that these activities are relevant for them. So when we are talking about EU values, I try to design activities that are relevant for their everyday life, you know. For example, I use a lot of debates, discussions. Towards the end of last school year, we had a discussion. We were talking, the topic was media, and we had a discussion, a very good discussion about, you know, freedom of speech on the one hand and hate speech on social media on the other hand, because this is something that is relevant for them. That's something that they deal with every day. I also do a lot of role plays in my teaching, because I think that's a good way to explain EU values to reinforce them, because this way students can get into the role of another person. They can see a situation from another person's viewpoint. I also do a lot of projects. They are also very good to reinforce critical thinking, and Erasmus projects, e-twinning projects. I think I always say to other teachers that Erasmus projects are the best thing that happened to European schools. So there is nothing better than having, you know, 25 young people from different countries discussing values. And we always had European values in all our, I had like more than 15 Erasmus projects, and the values are always, you know, at the center. Even if we don't have them explicitly as a topic, they are always somewhere behind. I also take part in different competitions regarding EU topics with my students. So I think all these methods are useful for developing students' critical thinking.
Those are wonderful examples. Thank you so much, Ivana. Laurence, do you have any other examples from the teachers that you work with that could also be used by the teachers that are listening to us?
Yes, thank you, Ruta, and thank you, Ivana, for all these very wonderful testimonies as well. What I would like to say from this evaluation that we had with teachers, so the teachers had the possibility on one day to give their own answer to the community on the platform, and the following day they were revising the answers from the other teachers and commenting them if they agreed or if they disagreed, if that had something else to say. And one of the teachers, it was for primary schools in the Netherlands, explained that he worked on an earthquake from Turkey with his students, so very young, and he said that he used this earthquake, so this event in contemporary world, to develop core values, and he used it in all the different fields of learning, mathematics for numbers, writing skills to write an article about it, and the geography about where it was happening, but also history, the differences about the different earthquake or a similar example in the past. And the core values were very important because they also made tentative to raise some money among their fellow students and also with their parents and friends to make a common effort throughout their classroom on this event. And this specific testimony from a teacher on contemporary issues and core values was really appreciated by the teacher from the community participating to the evaluation. And a lot of other teachers responded that they found this example very interesting and that they had similar occasion to work on core values through contemporary issues, but also related to history. And I found this interesting. On a personal level, here at the House of European History, we use visible thinking method. And this is a way to make students or visitors' thought visible and part of the process when we establish learning activities, by asking questions. But when we do this part of the visible thinking method, is to say from the start that there is no right or no wrong answers. The important is to participate. And I was thinking about this safe environment, and especially when we talk about core values that might be different when with different point of view and different perspectivity or different origins, to allow this safe environment to, that's the role of the teacher, as we have when we lead these things in the museum, then it's the role of the educator or the guide to encourage participants to participate, and that there is no judgment of the person, but discussion about what is being discussed, and to create this safe environment.
Excellent example of how to encourage the critical thinking and open up the discussions with the teachers, indeed, and the students, of course. Ivana, how do you think teachers can create a classroom environment that fosters the values of respect, inclusivity, and collaboration, in this case also reflecting the European values?
I teach students from 15 to 18, and if they come to my classroom and they aren't used to such things, it will be hard for me. So my opinion is that it should be done, you know, from the very beginning when they enter the school system. Teachers are the role models for students, so they should embed these principles, these core values in their everyday practices. You know, their actions speak volumes, and the students will will act as they do. When I get new students in my classroom, I always try to create this safe classroom environment where they will all feel appreciated, heard, seen. And this is something that you establish from the very beginning. I always tell them, you know, the very first lesson, I tell them there is no room for bullying. There is only room for respecting each other, listening to each other, respecting diversity in the classroom, being tolerant, being open-minded to each other. So I think the role of the teacher here is crucial. It all depends on them, but also it is important that it is done on the whole school level, you know, that it's not good when only a few teachers work on these values. It's good when the whole school is involved in such principles. One other thing that could be, that I noticed is very beneficial for creating this supportive, inclusive environment are community projects. This is something that I do a lot with my students, with in some projects with NGOs or some institutions from my community. And this is where students develop this sense of community, inclusivity, collaboration, when they see that they can help somebody else, support somebody else. So I think such projects are very important, but as I said, they should also be embedded in our everyday practices.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Can you also share a very specific example of a lesson plan that you have used that teaches one of the European values?
So I will tell you about one learning scenario that I created for Europeana project. The topic was migration, and I wanted my students to dig deeper into this topic. I wanted to talk to them about, you know, respecting other people's rights, about respecting diversity, about some challenges that migrations bring. And I created this flipped classroom lesson. I gave my students materials like texts, videos, infographics, personal migrant stories, and they had to study these materials at home. And later, when they came to school, we had a Socratic seminar, like a student-led discussion in three rounds. And after, students were discussing, asking questions, really thinking critically about this topic. And after we finished, we had a whole class reflection, and they were really proud of themselves. One student said that to me, we were talking like grown-ups, you know, because it's difficult to talk about such topics even in mother tongue. It was really a successful lesson. You can find it on Teaching with Europeana blog. On this blog, you can find all sorts of great resources for teachers, and lots of them deal with EU values.
Thank you, Ivana. Have you encountered any challenges in integrating European values into your classroom? Not just from this example, but maybe from other examples?
Well, teaching about EU values can be very joyful, both for students and teachers, but it can be challenging at times as well. You know, when you have like 25 students in one classroom, they all come with different backgrounds, and some of them come with very strong personal beliefs, their family's beliefs. And then it is really sometimes hard to discuss some topics, especially when you are talking about some controversial topics, because they come from their families who instill some things into them, and sometimes it can be very challenging. And this is what many teachers told me, that they don't feel confident and secure when they have to talk about certain issues connected to EU values, especially when it comes to national and European identity. Many parents then complain there is a negative reaction, because, you know, they think that their national identity is sort of jeopardized by European. But we try, as teacher, I always try to be, you know, neutral and objective, but I try to explain to them that these two identities are not in collision, that they can, you know, add to each other, that they can coexist. But many teachers say that's the biggest, you know, problem and challenge for them. Some of them also complain that they don't have much time teaching EU values, although I think these values don't always have to be explicitly taught. You know, we are, as I said before, we are teaching them through all our daily routines.
That is indeed very important what you said, Ivana, that the values can coexist indeed and with our own identity. Yeah, it is important to have that view. Laurence, do you have any examples from the teachers that you've been dealing with? Have they mentioned any challenges in integrating the European values in the classroom?
For them, it was the importance of creating the safe space, like Ivana mentioned. That was really the main aspect and the main challenge for them. We have some very interesting testimonies from teachers that are living and teaching in borders area. And they say that in their classroom, they have students coming from different horizons and different origins with different identities, and how important it is for them to integrate this multi-perspectivity from the start. And teachers are saying that, for example, they use life stories to do this, or that they use short videos that they present to the classroom to have the start of the discussions. And these examples were really also praised by the other teachers. It was also interesting to see that teachers thought at the start, when they started the evaluation, that they had many differences. And throughout the evaluation, they were surprised to see how much they had in common, actually, and similarities in the way that they were tackling and triggering these different discussions. And also for us in the learning team, we were surprised to see how common it was to use multi-perspectivity among the teacher community to bring in these different examples. So for us, it was interesting because multi-perspectivity in the House of European History is a very important topic, and it is core to the way that we present history on a European level. And we were very pleased to see that it is already integrated in the way that teachers are tackling this in their classroom.
Thank you so much, Laurence. I think that's very important also for our listeners to hear. How do you think teachers from the different European countries can learn and share best practices regarding this topic? Of course, we do have e-twinning that can foster and can promote the learning and the sharing of best practices regarding any topic, actually. But specifically on this topic, how do you think teachers can do this exchange?
So, of course, e-twinning is an ideal platform because then you do have the capacity as a teacher to hear from another teacher with another origin and do project together. It's also interesting to stay tuned to different platforms, like, for example, Historiana was mentioned, but also EuroClio is a place also for history teachers from different origins to meet together and have discussions. Peer review and project together with the Erasmus Plus can also be very interesting for teachers as a way to collaborate, do project together. They're also all welcome to join the House of European History to stay tuned as a teacher, because we are developing projects by listening to the voice of teachers and then consulting with them to see if they want to test the resources and bring their ideas up front. All the projects where you are mixing people from different origins together and having teachers working together show a good place to promote these values and learn from one another.
And what about you, Ivana? How do you think teachers can learn and share best practices regarding this topic?
Okay, as I mentioned before, and you mentioned it besides e-twinning and Erasmus, I also mentioned this Teaching with Europeana blog and Europeana. This is a great platform for European teachers to exchange their knowledge, skills, best practice example, because on this blog that we are moderating, you can find more than 700 different learning scenarios that are ready-made materials that you can use in your classroom. Then you can share with other teachers your experience, how you did it in your classroom. You can write a story of implementation. And each year we have a competition for teachers where they take somebody else's, you know, best practice example and they implement it in their own classroom and then write this story how it was. So, and then these teachers also get a chance to go to Brussels to meet in person. The best stories are chosen. So I think this is one of the great ways for teachers to share best practices. practice examples, because there are lots of materials on EU values on this blog.
Do you have any other additional resources or tools that teachers can use to learn more about how to integrate the European values into the classrooms?
Yes, all teachers listening to this podcast are welcome to connect to the House of European History, where we are preparing a digital toolbox that will be launched at the end of 2024 in the 24 languages, official languages of the EU. And the two first modules will be on European integration and the EU pioneers. For the EU integration, we'll have a 6 minutes animation video. And in this video, we do explain, including the Treaty of Lisbon, and that is leading to the core values. But we also mentioned, for example, democracy with the European direct election for the European Parliament in 79, or the fall of the Berlin Wall and the lift of the Iron Curtain, that is also linked to democracy, the rule of law with the importance of treaty or human rights. So this video will be useful for core values. And the other module on the EU pioneers, well, this is based on the life stories of the founders of the Union. We have seven men: Adenauer, Schumann, Monnet, Bech, Bayen. We also included two women, Louise Weiss and Simone Weil. And we present this on a Moodle platform. It's all free access, no necessity to create accounts. And the content is presented, each of these EU leaders is presented with a fake social media profile with 9 tiles. And these tiles are short videos explaining the life of these EU pioneers. And these can be linked to many of these core values, such as freedom, human dignity, democracy, equality, rule of law. And the learning activity that is linked to this fake social media profile is based on the visible thinking method, such as the 3 whys. Why is this important to me as a student to learn about Jean Monnet? Why is this important for my community? And why is that important for the world today? And based on this, they can have a reflection. And we hope that this will be very useful for teachers. We developed this based on the recommendation from the teachers that we gathered on their needs and formats. We also, now in October 24, we are organizing a testing so that we will listen to the voices of teachers to tell us if the teacher manual is useful, if the level is appropriate to the students, so that we can fine-tune before the final launch in 24 languages. Of course, they also, what the colleagues from the EU institutions are also providing in the European Parliament. I could mention the EPAS, European Parliament Ambassador School Program, where teachers can learn about the European Parliament and then come to Brussels also.
Actually, Laurence, let me interrupt you there. We do have an e-training group for the European Parliament ambassadors, just to refer that. Sorry, please continue.
Yeah, no, it is true. The EPAS has an as a group on e-twinning, indeed. And there is also Euroscola that can be very interesting and relevant for teachers. I would also recommend all teachers to check about the EPLO, so the European Parliament Liaison Office. This is in each of the capital of the EU country, and they're developing a lot of resources for teachers. So that's also a very nice place also to have the material in your languages. You can also, if you come to Brussels or Strasbourg, check what the Parliamentarium is offering in Brussels and in Strasbourg, or there is also the Europa Experience. So anyway, you can check the European Parliament website for all these resources. I would also mention what the colleagues from the Commission are doing with the Learning Corner. The Europe and Me is also a great resource, very much appreciated by teachers. We know it because they also mentioned it in the evaluation that we did. We also asked what teacher were using, and this is how I created also this overview today for you. Yeah, this is what I could bring to help teachers to find up-to-date resources in their languages to teach core value in the classroom.
Yes, that's very important. And I would like to add another reminder that all links and resources mentioned during this episode will be available in the podcast description. I think we have here many, many resources that can be further explored and used in the classroom. Ivana, do you have any other additional resources that you know of?
Yes, I just wanted to refer to what Laurent said about Euroscola. I once, many years ago, took part with my students in this competition, and it was a really great experience. So teachers should definitely join it. Yes, I wanted just to share one more thing. The project called Teach Europe, I'm part of this teacher task force. Last year, we have been creating learning scenarios to enrich pedagogical offer on all topics regarding European Union, and these scenarios, you can check the website of the project. It's called Teach Europe. The scenarios, the materials aren't out still, but they will be soon. They will be disseminated through a MOOC, a massive open online course for teachers. So I hope that European teachers will join us to explore and to see what we have prepared for them. We covered different topics connected to EU for different subjects, not only humanities, but also STEM subjects, languages, all sorts. And I think they are great materials. They were piloted not only by us, but also by other teachers from Europe. So I definitely recommend teachers to check the website and check for updates.
Thank you for adding these resources. Indeed, another opportunity to address European values in the classroom are the Erasmus Plus Jean Monnet actions for schools and vocational education and training institutions, which aim to enhance understanding of the European Union and its common values, supporting educators in fostering European awareness. Jean Monnet supports teachers by providing funding for professional development, enabling them to incorporate EU-related topics into their teaching. This is done through individual school initiatives, as well as through networks that facilitate co-teaching across countries. Prime example of this support is the Teacher Project, which was mentioned by Ivana. I think as a final question, as our conversation is coming to an end, I would ask first you and then Laurence, first you, Ivana, and then Laurence, how do you think teachers can continue this conversation and collaborate with colleagues across Europe on the topic of European values?
I think both me and Laurent mentioned all the different possibilities. So we can collaborate through different platforms or projects and competitions, professional development courses where teachers meet, and there are lots of courses where you can learn about EU values, and they are funded by Erasmus program. I also recommend going to other schools through job shadowings to see how other teachers are teaching EU values, how they are implementing them in their classrooms across Europe. I think it's a great way to exchange and to collaborate with colleagues across Europe. And the most important, teachers should keep inspiring their students, and they should live by these principles of EU values. I think that's the best way, you know, to influence and impact your students.
Thank you, Ivana. And what about you, Laurence? How do you think teachers can continue this conversation?
I have a huge respect for all teachers, and I'm fascinated to listen to them. And when they come to the House of European History, one of my best moments is when I have groups with one representative from each of the EU country, and that they are together and that they exchange on topic and that they report after. It's amazing to see the enthusiasm that teachers have when they are together and that they discuss about their practice, and also how willing they are to improve their knowledge and methodology to keep their students motivated. So I would recommend to all teachers to continue this, to stay curious, to try to find other like-minded people and connect with them, to continue these exchanges wherever they can. Of course, they're all welcome to drop a line at the House of European History email address that we can add to the footnote of this podcast, so that they can join the teacher community so that we can listen to their voices and bring them together. So as Ivana said, I think we mentioned quite a lot of possibilities, but stay curious because it's brilliant to be able to inspire the next generation, and most especially about core values, because these are so important in today's world.
Thank you, Laurence. And if I may add also a way to continue this conversation and to collaborate, where we already mentioned a few times, eTwinning and the European School Education Platform. But indeed, in the European School Education Platform, there's many professional development opportunities that teachers can take part. In eTwinning, they can find the groups and the rooms to discuss about any topic. It is the perfect place to at least kick off the conversation about European values. So also stay tuned in the European School Education Platform. Do you have a final message for the teachers that are listening to us, Laurence?
Keep on the good job and inspire your students for tomorrow's world.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. What about you, Ivana? Do you have a final message for our teachers?
Yes, as Laurence said, keep inspiring, keep guiding those young people, and because you should know that your influence is huge and you are making a difference every day.
This was the Teachers of Europe podcast. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next episode.